Yes?
You look like a real jerk.
Well, I am a corporate executive.
He stops exciting things from happening.
So what you doing?
Well, Muffy, Buffy, Biff Jr. and I are going on our Sunday drive.
Oh, no, you ain't. You're going to play pole position!
Do the jitterbug into the action room. Hey, everyone, thanks for coming back. This is the Action Room Radio Network, 24/7 geek culture radio, and we are back for another jam-packed, rootin' tootin', incredibly dense episode. I'm Tony Wolf.
I'm Jessica, and I'm on crack.
And she's on crack, and we're all totally freaked out because we have so much great stuff here for you, everyone. And
we actually had a really good week last week, and we got a lot of response, and we got some comments on the MySpace. And Jessica, could you just tell us, because they were just all for you, basically.
Oh, well,
everybody loves you. It's always been the constant for the Action Room.
I love it. Okay, first of all, Califreakinfornian. He said, I'm going to read you his comment. I just added you. I'm listening to tonight's show, and already I love it. I call shenanigans on Jessica's masturbation, though. I want to believe that she does it, but I'm going to say no. Damn me if I'm wrong.
Damn you, California!
Damn you! Damn you.
Now, we kind of established, I guess, in the episode that we were kind of goofing around.
Right. Jessica was joking and saying she masturbated in public and resolved to stop that.
Right. Which is not, you won't stop it, is the point. You won't be stopping it anytime
Look,
soon.
You can't
know,
stop her.
I just get so turned on being on the subway and, you know.
Vibrations of the subway. And then we had another one that was also for you.
Oh, okay. Artie Lang and Stan Lee, hot damn, and you were in the cash cab. That's from The Frenzy of Tongs.
Yeah, and he mentioned the cash cab. Now, I have to be honest, like you mentioned that, I don't even know, what is that show and where does it air?
I never told you about that. It's on Discovery Channel. And
the table game show.
Yeah,
right?
The host is Ben Bailey. I think he actually won an Emmy for it. He does a lot of stand-up comedy around the city. He's had like a Comedy Central, one of those stand-ups. He drives around in a taxi cab and picks up unsuspecting people who are looking for a ride.
It's a regular taxi cab.
Random. But it's totally tricked out inside with all these lights. And when you get in,
so
it's
you,
like,
knew you knew what you were getting into. You knew that was the cash cab? Or
no, it's totally...
It's not marked?
What?
Yeah. No.
What are you...
It's set up, but
oh,
it's not
totally set up.
Oh! You made that noise and we were like, did
I
we miss
a
something?
Contract.
Non-disclosure. Can we get the clip from it? Can we get the audio?
Yeah, I need to like get a little piece of it online because I have it on DVD.
Yeah, we'd like to hear that.
It pops up a lot. Like, they replayed it about 5 times and every time I get phone calls like, are you on TV?
Thank you, Frenzy of Tongs. What
yes.
a great username.
Everybody, please keep posting comments. And Jessica, please keep saying controversial stuff on the air.
Okay.
All right, but we got a big show. Let's get right into the nerd news.
All right, Now it's time for nerd news. All right, our first story, we've got iTunes is changing their music pricing system.
That's right.
You know, every song right now is 99 cents. Soon, they're going to change it to 3 different price points. There'll be a 69 cent per song, 99 cent per song, and what is it, 129?
129.
Okay. I don't know. How,
I
how
don't
they,
know why.
How are they going to determine what's the 129?
This is actually so, but it lies on the artist and the record house to choose what price they're selling the music at.
Ah, okay. And also, iTunes is removing a lot of the copy protection from, I think, 70%, 70, of all its music. So you can
do all of it. Amazon doesn't have it at all.
Well, I think Amazon not doing it at all is what led iTunes to bring this model. And I think they said eventually they will remove copy protection on everything.
I just think they're doing whatever they can to have people buy these songs. And personally, I think it's going to get to the point where they're just like, we're charging a nickel and we're going to have Eddie Money wash your car. Do you even know who Eddie Money is? That's my joke for this week, Jessica.
What?
Eddie Money. Okay.
He's a badass.
Okay. Tony, sing the big hit from Eddie
I've
Money.
I've got 2 tickets to paradise, baby. Won't you pack your bags? We'll leave tonight.
Yeah, that really it differentiates.
Wow, Tony, that was amazing.
Yes. Now, wait, I just have a quick question.
Yeah.
If they stop
if they remove copy protection from everything on Amazon and iTunes, mm-hmm. who's going to want to pay anything?
Yeah, I'm going to get everything.
You can just copy it all from your friends. This goes to Mike's theory that the entertainment industry will run out of ways to make money.
I also read an article about this new toy for kids called the Force Trainer. And basically...
The Force, like Star Wars Force?
Oh, you know it.
And this is really scary, I think.
This is a real product.
This is so scary. You basically hook this toy up to your face, to your head. And you use your brain waves to move things, to move the ball.
There's something that reads your brain waves?
The EEG rating. What is that
called? EEG,
yeah.
It monitors electrical brain waves.
And you get
activity.
To move it. Now, I personally think this is the scariest thing in the world. You're going to have a whole generation of kids growing up who can move things with their mind. And when the technology gets even better... they're going to start killing people, you know?
With their minds?
Yeah, why not?
Just making them explode, like on scanners?
Yeah, I mean, if you can move a ball, can't you move the heart out of the person's cavity?
Now, some of us, though, we heard from producer Mike, some of us actually spent lots of time when we were little trying to move objects with their mind without an EEG monitor.
Right, no, well, when I was a kid, I don't know about you, Tony, and I know you, Jessica, did not do this, but... When I was a kid, and maybe it's just a boy thing, but I wanted to move things after seeing Luke Skywalker and Star Wars move things with the Force. And so, as far as I'm concerned, George Lucas really ruined all the movies for me, but this would get me back into the Star Wars franchise to buy this.
So how many hours a day did you practice moving things with
back then, before the internet, it was probably, you know, days. I would just sit there trying to move stuff. Anyway, it is scary.
I actually want to try it. I think it's pretty awesome.
We should buy one for the action room and see if we can...
We can all take
yeah,
turns.
Yeah, if we can all... Like, if everybody... So,
I wonder if everyone hooks up to the same
one. I know,
one.
What would happen? It's like a Ouija board.
All right, so also in the tech world, we've got a new cell phone coming out from Motorola. They're billing this as the first green, environmentally friendly cell phone. This cell phone will be made out of plastic from recycled bottles... And also something that's landfill friendly or something about that?
No, actually, I think you can send your phones back to the company and they'll recycle them.
For more prompt, efficient recycling.
Instead of having
companies.
Like tons of gadgets laying around your house. And.
But no, I think all these new phones are stupid and they even have a new one that a Palm is making that's supposedly better than the iPhone or whatever. But look, as far as I'm concerned, it's just a telephone. And I have one. I don't need any of these things. The only thing I might get is the jitterbug.
There's a phone for senior citizens where the numbers are so big that an airplane can see it flying in the sky. And it basically...
But the commercial is hysterical.
We need to play some of this commercial on the air. It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube. It's just put in jitterbug commercial, but let's play a little of it right now.
Okay.
Now technology and simplicity have come together to create a cell phone unlike any other.
Bigger buttons, bigger numbers. Who needs glasses?
It's so simple. You don't need a 400-page manual to use it.
It doesn't have a gazillion features. Just the ones you really need.
I can hear everything clear as a bell.
Jitterbug is the cell phone my parents will actually use.
Special operators can assist you 24 hours a day.
Hello, Mrs. Kelly. May I place a call for you?
Hi. And I get a great connection wherever I go.
Call now, 1-800-842-1030. A jitterbug is yours with three easy payments of $49. Service as low as $10 a month. Call today and get a free car charger.
It doesn't have 400 gadgets on it.
Wow.
And then, please note,
senior citizens are so stupid and old.
They really are.
I love how few features it has.
Will this phone make Jack Benny come back?
Good callback, Tony.
All right. So otherwise, let's go to nerd movie news.
Yeah.
First, let's switch this up a bit. Watchmen, you know the Watchmen movie, eagerly anticipated by many fans, considered by many to be the greatest graphic novel of all time by Alan Moore. Watchmen currently held in a legal battle between Fox and Warner Brothers, which should be settled in the next couple weeks. You've seen the previews, you've seen the trailers, it's going to look fantastic. Well, people are really trying to capitalize on all this Watchmen mania, and we actually saw a link online, courtesy of Newsarama.
Take a breath. You need something to drink, Tony?
Yeah.
But no, there's a site that was selling...
A Watchmen thong. Now, not just any Watchmen thong. This is the thong with the symbol of Dr. Manhattan, which will be played by Billy Crudup. Crudup.
But I kept searching on the internet, and I found a superhero like kind of fetish .com.
So producer Mike was also looking around. His interests haven't been piqued by the Dr. Manhattan thong. To see if there would perhaps be sites that sold other superhero-related,
geek and pervert. That would be a
geek and pervert. Yeah,
a geekvert.
Like fetish, dirty
a pert,
items,
a freak.
And we actually found a site that sells superheroes used dirty underwear. Because you know, there's a lot of people into a lot of crazy shit on the internet, and they actually have a commercial for their site. So let's check that commercial out. Some of us aren't satisfied with just reading about our superheroes. We want a piece of them. Now, you can get your favorite superheroes' undergarments. That's right. Get an authentic sweat-stained bustier worn by Wonder Woman herself, or one of Aquaman's scaly speedos. Is it used, or is it new? Either way, it smells like fish.
Order now, and you and your mate can roleplay Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky's famed encounter with a special limited edition cigar, partially smoked by Wolverine himself.
Just log on to comicbookacocky.com. Oh, it smells like action.
Wow, that was really creepy. Mike,
God
I don't know
almighty.
How you find these things.
I know, there's some crazy stuff on the internet.
Okay, on that note, we have an awesome interview and an amazing musical guest coming up. Her name's Misty Boyce. She's in the studio with us tonight, and she's going to play a new song that she's written called Razor. So we're going to check that out right after the break. I've got two tickets for paradise. Won't you pack your bags to leave tonight? I've got two tickets for paradise. I've got two tickets for paradise.
All right, we're back in the Action Room, fans, and I'm Tony Wolf.
And I'm Jessica.
And we've got our very special next guest is our second ever musical guest live in the Action Room studios. Our first was Sean Kiley of Square Wave Punch, and our next musical guest even knows Sean Kiley of Square Wave Punch. Jessica, who's our guest tonight?
I believe her name is Misty Boyce.
Misty Boyce. Woo! Welcome, oh, Misty Boyce!
I'm so excited.
Now, Misty, say hello, Misty.
Hello, Misty.
How does it feel to be in the Action Room vault?
It feels pretty amazing.
Very few people get to be in the Action Room studio with us.
I'm very honored.
Now, since the people can't see Misty, I'm going to open with the quote that I heard last night. That Misty didn't actually hear, but I heard, which was a girl saying, "Misty is my new girl crush."
Oh, nice.
Is this a fellow singer-songwriter?
I have no idea. It was just somebody in the audience.
You know, once you hook the lesbians, the rest are sure to follow.
So producer Mike, he has an eye for talent, as we all know, and producer Mike often shoots bands and musicians in the city of New York. And producer Mike discovered Misty Boyce, I'm sure the first of many who will discover the talents of Misty Boyce through the next several years.
I didn't discover her. She paid me.
She paid her? Now, how is this?
You have to pay people to cut.
So Mike shot a friend of yours? Or
he shot me.
He shot you
I'm
first.
No, yeah, I hired him to shoot me first. I
this
hate
is a
my
crazy
life
game.
So much that I want to die.
Yeah.
But no. I was applying to college, to NACA, which is a company that does like college stuff.
NACA.
Exactly.
NAKA, NACA.
NACA.
Okay.
I don't know exactly what it stands for.
Okay.
Did you go to school there?
No. It's like a big conglomeration of like they try to get all the arts and entertainment stuff lined up for colleges, like for the year, like comedy and music and blah blah blah. So I was applying for that and I needed a video, and so I got Mike here.
Nice.
Mudge.
Because I'm cheap.
You're the best.
Producer Mike, brilliant and cheap.
And okay. Were you happy with his services?
I was. He was so helpful. Like
you don't have to lie.
I'm not lying at all.
What happened with Naka Naka?
Nothing.
Oh.
I ate
bitches!
It.
You know what? Yeah. But now you're on the Action Room, which is so much better.
Which, now I've made it.
You know?
Like, this is making it.
I like this girl. So how do you think you differ from other female artists out there, like Regina Spektor, singer-songwriter?
That's a awful question. No, it's that's a great
we have the best writers.
It's a great question. It's really hard to answer because right. I actually don't know because I don't listen to Regina Spektor. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've heard a couple of her songs on the radio, but you know, on like I guess we sort of have come up in the same generation, so we probably have the same influences. The only difference is that I sat in my room and wrote songs, and she sat in her room and wrote songs. And somehow, they're different songs.
Yeah.
But I don't know exactly. I just have to hope that, like, there's something in me that, like, differentiates me from...
There is. Oh, you're definitely very
unique. Talk
like, maybe a different shade of lipstick.
Or a different hat. Nice,
Mike. I'm a little blonder.
But talking about influences, who are your influences? Like, who would you say is...
Well, formative years, definitely, like, Tori Amos and Radiohead. Like, those were my two big ones. Now, I can't really listen to Tori Amos at all because I... killed her so much in like
was it like when you were sad, when you were happy, or just all the time?
But I was pretty much always sad when I was a teenager.
This is the makings of great
no
musical.
This is amazing.
Exactly.
Dude, I she hasn't played yet, but when she does, I'm gonna cry. Feels
art
sad
is
inside.
Born from pain, people.
Okay I want to hear something a little funnier. I hear that you have a funny story about meeting a certain Billy Ray Cyrus.
Well, so it's funny that
should we give background, by the way, that you play keyboards for
the Naked Brothers Band,
which is on Nickelodeon, and they also tour. Is that right?
Yeah, we toured in November and December, just on the weekends. So it was really interesting and fun because I get to be in New York during the week, but then off being a rock star on the weekends. And they're really talented kids, and they have they're super famous, and it was like jumping into this other world of fame that I had no idea about until now. But so
it was through the Nickelodeon thing that Billy Ray Cyrus came?
Yes, because we were hanging out in L.A. for a show, and they got invited to George Lopez's holiday party.
Ew.
And they were like, bring the band along. Who cares if they're not famous? They can hang out with us. So we got dragged along, and like Steve Carell was there, and Hilary Duff, and Jeff Green, and Andy Garcia, and like all these amazing people. But Billy Ray Cyrus is there, and I had such a crush on him when I was 9. Like you can't believe the fantasies I had in my head of like marrying him and having children.
Stroking that mullet,
watching him do push-ups.
So your daughter would have been Miley.
Yes, see, if it had worked out,
Misty,
and
you'd
be a millionaire.
I would be famous. I mean, I would be a millionaire. I wouldn't be famous, but anyway, so I had a huge crush on him, and I wrote my first song about him, actually, when I was 10.
Play it now.
No joke.
Want to hear
it? What were some of the lyrics from?
There was a thing called love in my heart, and it was for you. I had never been in love before, so it was very new. These were the words.
Was the word Billy involved? Or no.
And I would have said that I loved you, but I was only 10. And this thing called love is still lying within. That was
a lot of emotion.
Within.
I know. Yeah, so anyway, I didn't tell him about that song, thank God.
Yeah.
But I did. I was like, for my 9-year-old self, I need to go and talk to Billy Ray and introduce myself. And I did, and he turned out to be like the biggest douchebag.
but
in a really innocuous way. Like, he wasn't an asshole. He was just like very into himself and really wanted to hear how much I loved him.
Did you give it to him?
Of course, because
he's right there.
I did, and he's right there, and I can't be like, you're an asshole.
How does that conversation go? He's just like, so, you're a fan of me?
Yeah, exactly. No, he's like, I was such a big fan. Like, I had your, you know, record on repeat. I listened to it over and over again when I was 9, and he was like, oh, so what's track number 8? And I was like, I don't remember. And he started singing it, and then I remembered, but it was like, he quizzed me. And I was like, what a douche.
Come on, Missy,
like,
you were telling the truth.
Just accept that I was a
fan. Did you feel like he was actually, like, hitting on you?
Of course.
Is he single now?
But
is
in a
like
really,
totally tried to get with you.
In a really, he didn't. It wasn't like obvious,
right,
but you know, he was looking at my boobs.
A vibe.
But like, there are very few men that don't. So I gotta give him some.
But now you and he asked you to cover one of his.
He
songs.
Asked me to cover one of his songs from the CD and from his first CD, and I was like, yeah, totally. I will totally kill that song. I will kill it. And I'll send it to you. And he's like, great. I'll have my people like hook it up. I'll produce it. It'll be awesome. And of course, yeah, like I didn't get any contact information from him. He basically like said that and then walked away.
Yeah.
So you talked a little bit about what it's like to be thrust into that other world of a very, the Naked Brothers Band, for people who don't know, is they're like Miley Cyrus for 8-year-olds or 9-year-olds, right?
Like exactly. Jonas Brothers type.
They're like John Mayer for 9-year-olds.
They're the Jonas Brothers minus maybe a few fans. Like they're not as famous as the Jonas
right.
Brothers yet.
How do you feel about being a musician in this industry right now and seeing both ends of it? The real successful and the, you know, struggling but, you know, integrity driven.
It's still all such a mystery to me. And like I don't even know pretty much the first thing about the business end because it starts to make me crazy when I start thinking about it. So I really just try my best to focus on the art and focus on my work, which is to create. And as long as I keep my head there, like
that's
other people,
all
other
about,
things.
Man.
We'll
all about
that.
The
hopefully,
art.
The other things. Somebody will just come scoop me up and take care of all.
Yeah,
that
well,
shit.
It has one.
Yeah.
Just keep going out there and playing.
Now, speaking of
the Naked Misty Boys Band.
That sounds way better. So,
and so you have a MySpace page.
I do.
Which is where I guess is that the primary place people can hear your music.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
We like MySpace.
So
we
it's Misty like mist.
Mm-hmm.
MistyBoyce. Misty mm-hmm. Boyce. Is it an Irish last name, Boyce?
English,
okay.
Yes.
Very cool.
We're honored, darling.
I know.
And so you're about to do a live performance for us here in the Action
That's
Room.
Right. We get a live performance. She's got her keyboard set up.
Well, tell us about the song Razor a little bit.
Razor, what do you want to know?
What's it mean?
What's it about? What inspired
mean?
You to write
it about a girl
it
that cuts herself?
It sounds really scary.
It's just a song. They're just words. I don't know where they come from.
You can't find it online.
But of course,
that
it was like it was like sort of about a boy and sort of about like addiction and sort of about
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah.
I knew it.
No, you're trying to tell us.
Fuck them.
You're trying to tell us that all your songs are basically about
it all
him.
Comes your
they're
first
all,
love.
Yes,
he
my
is
first,
your first
love. Like they're all about him.
So after this little incident, you took the razor
and cut off his mullet.
Did he have? He's gotten rid of the mullet.
No. The razor part. My heart is sharp like a razor, so that when somebody tries to touch it, it cuts their shit up.
Oh, I like this girl.
All right,
she's my girl
Dark.
Crush now.
So we're about to hear.
Literally, right? That's figured.
Figured. She's a dangerous woman, this Misty. So we're about to hear Razor, the new single for Misty Boyce.
Nice meeting you, Misty.
Nice to meet you,
Thanks
too.
Thanks for being on.
Thanks for having me.
You're awesome.
Love someone, I could love him, but maybe I don't much like what I just tasted. Stand up from the table, no more appetite.
Missy, don't clap for yourself.
I'm crying.
Jessica's crying. Look at that.
I told you I would.
That was, that was pretty fantastic, though, I have to say. The Action Room Studio has yet to see a musical guest that disappointed us. All musical guests have been totally awesome.
Nice, you're two for two.
And you've not been intimidated by the studio itself, which we know is so intimidating. So that's most excellent.
The way you're thinking.
So look for Misty Boyce on MySpace. Watch the Naked Brothers Band, see the Naked Brothers touring live.
Go
and just
check
keep
out.
That name in your mind, because over the next 3 years, I think, Misty Boyce is going to be very, very big in the music world. We'll be back after the break. That Misty Boyce, she is a real talent.
She really is.
Totally awesome. And very cool and very hot. You know, she's got the whole package.
She's got the whole package. She's awesome.
Every Action Room guest has to be awesome, hot, super cool, and brilliant. That's
why
all there is to it.
Why would we want them here if they weren't?
I have to say, I think the next rule for all the musical guests, male or female, they have to take off their tops. I don't know.
I don't know where that... It just popped into your head, Producer Mike.
Wrong.
No, but she is really fantastic. I think she's someone to watch. And check out the Naked Brothers Band.
Oh, and check her out, too. That's the main thing.
Yeah, yeah. Check her out on MySpace over Naked Brothers.
And
as she lies on top of the Naked Brothers.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
All right. So thanks very much for listening, Action Fans. We hope we packed in enough good stuff for
you. I mean, we were on crack tonight, so I hope you guys listen to this. Get out there. Do your thing. Please check out our MySpace and YouTube links, and keep leaving comments.
And the hotline.
Please add your voice to the legions of fans that have called our 1-800 hotline number.
Tell us what your favorite underwear from a superhero would be.
Yes, please. So thanks very much for listening. I'm Tony Wolf.
I'm Jessica.
We got Producer Mike here. See you next week.